Archaya evam chit architosmi yad.
10th canto, chapter 47, part 2, the song of the bee, Brahmargit.
Have in me. And if you do so, by that worship of the Brahmanas, you will worship me directly, which you cannot do otherwise, even.
To hear about the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs is nectar for the ears.
Pure devotion, Shukadev and the King Bahalashu attained the ultimate transcendental destination. The verse says in 58, describing this,
dedication to material duality is ruined. Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families.
Shukadev worshipped Krishna as per his instruction and the sages with undivided attention, which means Shukadev worshipped Krishna and the sages with the understanding,
begging for the living. Vishwanath. In this verse, Radha says,
Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktiman. Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktiman stayed for some time with his two great devotees, the poor Brahmanas.
After all, just the narrations of Krishna's pastimes create sorrow for the entire.
Stayed with these two devotees and taught them the path of devotion, Bhakti Marg, practiced by the great souls, Sat, the sadhus, Satam.
What to speak of the joy one gets by understanding the meaning of those pastimes? Even one
prayers by the personified Vedas. As an introductory note, in Vishwanath Chakravartipad's commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam,
mutual friendship between men and women. If a wife hears discussions about Krishna,
prayers by the personified Vedas is a rather small chapter compared to the other chapters of the 10th canto. There are only 49 verses in this chapter 87. Yet,
he gives up affection for his wife. The same is also true for a child in connection with his mother and
commentary on 49 verses of chapter 87. And in these prayers by the Shrutis, the personified Vedas, glorifying the Lord, they fully contain.
And thus, by this mutual rejection, everyone becomes totally ruined.
Since the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is totally transcendental, how can you describe transcendence with material words? Because the Vedas,
as evidenced by the experience of ordinary society. Though the people who develop a taste for Krishna leela,
Vedas describe God who has no material qualities. He's transcendental to everything. So to answer this question, Shukadeva Goswami recites a history of
the pastimes of hard-hearted Krishna. Just by hearing about Krishna,
he was living in Badrinath at his ashram. Narayan Rishi is actually a form of God, and he's living in India in Badrik ashram.
Then suffer with no other means of support and without even enough money for the next day's food.
So Narayan Rishi went to Badrik ashram, or Badrinath, what we call Badrinath, and visited Narayan Rishi in a village called Kalapagram.
Death, with an offering of kusa and water. Alas, alas, even if we disregard.
Narayan Rishi referred to higher authorities by describing to Narada how this same topic had been discussed on Janaloka a long time ago, when there was a meeting of important demigods and rishis. During that meeting, although Narada Muni is also an important rishi, he was absent from that meeting because he was visiting Lord Narayan on the island of Swetadweep. so he was not there in that discussion of devas and rishis in Janaloka. The discussions about the absolute truth were so intricate that even the Vedas were not able to answer the intricate questions that were raised. Sanandana and Kumar was selected to speak amongst.
In spite of seeing their wife cry, they are unmoved and hard-hearted.
Their action, no class, jati, no substance, dravya, no quality, gun, no action, kriya. Therefore, how can the Vedas...
Radha answers, like birds, they live by begging, just collecting small amounts of wheat.
And beyond the actions of an object whose nature is incomplete, Brahmana is also beyond class, since that inheres in substance, action, and quality. Shukadeva began,
and they beg here. So Vrindavan is the place of suffering, and they suffer more in our association.
Asrijat Prabhu, Matrartam Chavavartam Cha, Atmane Kapanaya Cha. Shukadeva Goswami said,
of sugarcane juice and powdered seeds of the Datura plant. The speaker
indulge their desires for sense gratification, take repeated births to engage in fruitive activities, and become elevated in future lives and ultimately attain liberation.
The speaker may be seen wandering from forest to forest with the Puranas tucked
Puranas to worship him. To worship him. Very long purport. One excerpt. From the purport to text 2, Vishwanath quotes Gopal Thapa,
which teach that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Someone may object like that. And Radha,
Vanamalinam Ishvaram, the Supreme Lord appearing in his two-armed form had divine eyes, a complexion the color of a cloud, and garments that resembled lightning.
I will make all people fall into the ocean of suffering. Indeed, seeing others,
perfected devotee can correctly perceive Krishna's purely spiritual beauty. In the realizations of a siddha are echoed in
giving such misery to others, not Vyas and other sages. Vishnath.
Krishna's spiritual eyes, body, and clothing are not actually perceivable to his intelligence and senses. Nevertheless, by reading such verses as this
in Krishna, and thus establishing the super excellence of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service,
then, concentrating his mind on Krishna in this way, the sadhak gradually becomes joyful under the impression that he is meditating on the Lord. Though he is not fully realized and cannot even meditate steadily on the effulgence surrounding Krishna's transcendental body. But Sri Krishna, on the other hand, being moved by the waves of his boundless
statements, constitute a type of chitra japa called abhi japa. When a lover
urges him in confidential service, thus it is concluded that only by the mercy of Krishna can the Vedas convey the transcendental form and identity of the Lord. Of course, Narada Muni tells
even the innocent birds. This is Abhijalpa, text 19.
Victory, victory to you, O unconquerable Lord. By your very nature, you are perfectly full in all opulences. Therefore, please defeat the
wives who trust the cruel hunter's song. Thus, we gopis,
beings, sometimes the Vedas can recognize you, and sometimes you, as you sport with your material and spiritual potency.
Messenger, please talk about something else besides Krishna. The bee seemed to say,
only if they become your faithful followers, devotees, are those who breathe actually alive. Otherwise, their breathing is like that of a blacksmith's bellows. It is by your mercy alone that the elements, beginning with the Mahatattva and false ego, created the egg of this universe.
Accept as true such lying words of Krishna as Napariham Iravadya Samyujam, I can never repay my debt to you. This is just like the wives of the
interesting purport. One section of the same purport, the text 17, Vishnu explains, by the reference given in a different shruti, Atmani Tishtam,
see the result of his song by feeling the striking of his arrow. Similarly, we also
the Vaishnav conclusion, based on the Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, the crest jewels of the Shrutis worship Sri Krishna.
We have been extremely foolish, since even after once seeing its consequence,
attractive among all the personal forms of Godhead. Understanding this, Narada Muni will later offer obeisances to Krishna. Text 18, the Shruti said,
this applies to the does as well as to ourselves, who in both cases have had to suffer.
While the Arunis worship God in heart, in the subtle center from which all pranic channels emanate. From there, O unlimited Lord,
speak of other things which will make us happy, for news of Krishna makes us suffer. This verse,
passing through the top of the head toward the supreme destination, they reach that place from which they will never again fall into this world, to birth and death.
Or is this verse deceitful and brings one misery, and then one should stop talking about him and talk about something more pleasant?
The soul rises up toward the head, the effulgent location where you, the Paramatma, perceived. In other words, beginning from the Muladhara Chakra, the
Priyasaka Punar Aga. Has my beloved Krishna sent you here again?
Or place of the Supersoul appears in all of these locations. Having attained that topmost dham on the top of the head, the yogis do not fall down
as to him whose conjugal love is so difficult to give up. After all, gentle bee,
unrealized, travels upward from the heart to take shelter of the Lord who is manifested at the top of the head. Chandogya Upanishad 8.6.6 says there are 101 subtle
Vishwanath. Though the bee was buzzing around near her, Radha, out of the madness of praying,
the other channels lead in all directions to various kinds of rebirth. Text 19. After creating this world, God entered in it.
Alas, alas, distressed by my harsh words, that messenger has gone off to much
entity from Brahma to the germ and exhibits different degrees of his potency according to each soul's capacity for enlightenment. Thus, among all these
giving up her quarrelsome mood, Radha stared at the path to Mathura and said,
therefore, those who have the highest developed and pure intelligence, they know your eternal, supreme, and undifferentiated sarup. Your personal form, my lord, personal form,
personal qualities, will again send his messenger here. Suddenly, noticing the bee before
temporary bodies. In other words, Sri Krishna eternally maintains his personal form of immeasurable, unalloyed spiritual pleasure. Who are they who know this?
By the arrows of my words, due to your saintly character, you have overlooked my offenses and returned. Can I understand?
Are the source of everything. Your designations of being independent are not subject to any ranking of hierarchy. Since your opulences never fail, you are worthy of worship. To be
not considering my thousands of offenses? If that is so, then you should ask for whatever you wish from me, and I will fulfill your desire. O B, if you say, I want you to go to Mathura, then I will answer, yes, I will go to Mathura. After saying that, Radha thought, but if I go to Mathura and see my beloved surrounded by other women, I will become uncontrollably jealous. Thus Radha said, Nayasikatam, why are you taking me to Krishna, who cannot give up loving affairs? Thinking, the bee said, I swear that Krishna is all alone in Mathura. Radha replied, O gentle one of pure intelligence, Krishna's consort Lakshmi, Shivadu, is always by his side, and moreover, always on his chest taking shelter of the Lord. Although Radhika respects the bee in this verse and accepts his statements as true, she then rejects them after showing how they are inappropriate. This is an example of pratijalpa, which are humble statements expressing respect for the messenger, but with refusal to meet Krishna because of his licentious relationships with other women. Text 21. Radhika said, O Uddhav, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna resides in Mathura. Does he remember his father's household affairs and his friends, the cowherd boys? O great soul, does Krishna ever talk about us, his maidservants? When will Krishna lay on our heads his aguru-scented hand? Vishwanath. Radha thought, Oh, in my madness, I have been talking, but I did not ask the questions I should have. Feeling remorse, Radha reverentially spoke this verse 21, saying, Is the noble son of Nanda Maharaj now in Mathura? Just as Krishna left Braj, will he also leave Mathura? Radha did not ask if Krishna was happy there, but simply asked if he was staying there. At this time, Srimati Radhika thought, Since Krishna was once satisfied in Braj, but left for Mathura's city, won't he also develop a desire to leave Mathura and go elsewhere? After all, Mathura is so close to Vrindavan that it's possible Krishna may even come back here. Krishna is the son of a respectable gentleman, Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna must be staying in Mathura because of a sense of obligation to his father who authorized his going there. On the other hand, while Nanda's whole life is dedicated exclusively to Krishna, Nanda is so innocent that he allowed himself to be tricked by the Yadus who brought Krishna to Mathura. Krishna must be thinking, Alas, alas, since even my father could not bring me back to Braj, what can I do to return there? Thus Krishna must be impatient to come back here, so he has sent you a messenger. It is only because Nanda is so innocent that he allowed his son to leave. If Nanda had allowed Krishna's mother, Yashoda, the queen of Braj, to do so, she would have climbed onto Akura's chariot and, holding her son by the neck, gone off to Mathura with Krishna, followed by all the gopis. But this was not possible. Ever since Krishna left, Nanda has been stunned by separation from him, and Nanda's treasury rooms, storehouses, kitchens, sleeping quarters, and opulent houses are now vacant, unswept and uncleansed. They are littered with grass, dust, leaves, and cobwebs. Does Krishna ever remember his father's houses? And does he sometimes remember Subal and his other friends, who are now lying stunned in other neglected houses. The women in Mathura who now associate with Krishna cannot know how to serve him in the way that pleases him most. When they see that he is not satisfied and ask how they can make Krishna happy, does Krishna tell them about us gopis? Krishna must tell them. You city ladies cannot please me as much as the gopis of Braj. They are most expert in stringing flower garlands, perfuming their bodies with ointments, playing various rhythms and melodies on stringed instruments, dancing and singing in the ras performance, displaying their beauty, charm, and cleverness, and skillfully playing at questions and answers. And then the Brajagopis are especially expert in the pastimes of meeting one's lover and in all the stages of prem, sneha, man, pranaya, etc. Surely Krishna must know this. Therefore, he'll probably tell the women of Mathura, "My dear women of the Yadu clan, please go back to your families. I no longer desire to associate with you. In fact, tomorrow morning I am returning to Braj." When will Krishna speak like this and come back here to place his hand, fragrant with aguru, on our heads? Then Krishna will console us by saying, "O beloveds of my heart, I swear to you that I will never abandon you again and go elsewhere. Indeed, I have not been able to find anyone in all the three worlds with even a trace of your good qualities." Vishwanath. The first line of verse 21 shows simplicity. The second line shows gravity. And the third and fourth lines show humility, unsteadiness, and eagerness. This verse is an example of sujalpa. When, out of honest sincerity, a lover inquires about Sri Hari with gravity, humility, unsteadiness, and intense eagerness, such speech is known as sujalpa. There are 10 divisions of divine madness, divyonmad mahabhav, which are expressed by the 10 types of chitrajalpa, or variegated speech. These 10 types of madness appear in Radha and are a manifestation of Mohan Mahabhav, the most excellent part of Mahabhav experience and separation. Mohan Mahabhav, the transcendental ecstasy of bewilderment, arises primarily in Radha and reaches an indescribable state resembling delusion. It is then called Divyonmad Mahabhav. It has many aspects such as Udgorna and Chitrajalpa. This ecstatic talk, induced by seeing a friend of one's beloved and filled with covered anger, culminates in extreme eagerness. There are 10 types of Chitrajalpa: Prajalpa, Parijalpa, Vijalpa, Ujalpa, Sanjalpa, Avajalpa, Abhijalpa, Ajalpa, Pratijalpa, and Sujalpa. Some authorities say that Krishna assumed the form of the messenger bee in order to drink the sweetness of Radha's Chitrajalpa. Thus ends part 2 of chapter 47, Brahma Gita.